provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Your job might be dry bones. Your community might be dry bones. The situation God deployed you in might be dry bones. But that's where you start to prophesy. That's where you start to declare. That's where you start to proclaim. That's where you start to decree. Until change start happening. Till that system starts to shake. And you know what? It will fight you.
It'll fight.
Ancient spirits that have been around a long time, it takes something. Some don't come forth but by prayer and fasting.
Don't shout me down.
West Side didn't even clap.
It's all right, though.
Come on, see, some of us need a deeper relationship. Some of us need to dig deeper. See, they that heard the word and obeyed the word were like the ones that dug deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When the storms came, the wind beat on it. Guess what? Storms will come. When the wind beat on that house, it didn't move it. Because it was founded on a rock. See, you got to dig deep. You know, when they build in cold climates, when they're building in the winter, they have to go down below the ice layer. You know, the ground freezes so far down. And you got to go deeper than that. Because if you don't go deeper than that, when it starts to warm up, that water will cause whatever beam it is just to float up. You got to go deeper and lay it on that bedrock. And that's what we have to do with our faith. Not just, you know, be superficial and on the sand. Amen? Okay, healing, provision, and peace are your claim. Here you are sitting in the court of law, heaven's court, and the judge is just, but it's based upon evidence. I said the judge is just, but if you haven't done your due diligence, you know, like somebody said, you know, I don't need no lawyer. I'm going to go represent myself. They can't even speak a sentence straight. They ask for jail time. Huh? I'm going to represent myself. See, we have one representing us. Come on, we have one that's representing us. And the judge is just. But there's also an accuser. And he ain't no fool. He's real slick. I said, he's real slick. That prosecuting attorney is slick. And he can fabricate lies. He can make stuff look like it's so. So you're going to have some evidence that brings a conviction, that shuts the mouth of that prosecuting attorney. Somebody that was set free a long time ago, I believe he was wrong. I believe he was guilty. I'm glad he got set free, but I believe he was guilty. But because of the evidence and because the defense attorney was good. Come on, come on. See, we're going somewhere with this. Because, see, you guilty too. Every one of us in here been guilty. Guilty as charged. Death was our sentence. But oh, our attorney, our defense lawyer, he got his act together. He did his due diligence. He paid a price. He bought us. He redeemed us. He can defend us. Hello. He'll pull a fast one on him. Amen. Are you hearing me? He took the guilt. He bore the shame. He died the death. I'm glad I got somebody that got my back. I'm glad I got somebody that can defend me when I can't defend myself. I'm glad I got somebody that knows it all. Ain't no tricks. Ain't no wiles. Ain't no lies. He knows it all. Amen. Now here we are sitting in the court of heaven and we're being accused.
But yet we're there to lay claim upon healing. You gotta have evidence to back it up. Whatever you are laying claim on, staking claim for, fighting for in that courtroom of heaven, you gotta have evidence. Now let's take a look at some evidence. You see, many Christians, I'm minded to not even use that word because I think Christianity is a religion too. Islam, Judaism, and Christianity. I believe it. God called us to be saints. We are the church. I believe there's a difference. But when most Christians pray and believe, say that with me, pray and believe.
Pray and believe.
Even when they're praying and believing, they come to heaven's court without a shred of evidence. Lord, just because I'm believing. Lord, you know I'm believing. You know what the devil does? Him and his demon hordes, they laugh. And you know what? They continue their diabolical, wicked, evil work. Because you can't convict them. You believe it, you have faith, but you have to have evidence. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and in evidence. Faith is part of it. But let's get specific here. I want to show you how important it is to exercise this faith. Now, once you decide to overcome, you got to go to the Word. You've got to go to the Word. Now, tell somebody, go to the Word and find a promise that speaks to your situation. You can be standing on the Word and be in heaven's court, and the devil is fighting you about healing. He's trying to stay on you, keep you hurting and keep you diseased. And here you come into heaven's court with a prosperity scripture. Lord, I'm believing you for increase 100-fold this year. That evidence is not going to stand in that courtroom. It's not. Even though that's for you too. Do you understand? So when we say we're just standing on the Word, that won't cut it. In the courtroom, you got to have specific evidence that will bring conviction. Amen. So the promise in God's Word that speaks to your specific situation is legal evidence or a title deed. It is legal evidence or a title deed. I go into the courtroom and I have a folder here and I sit down and I'm being accused by my accuser and the judge is listening. But I sit down and I give to my attorney all this specified evidence, which has DNA, which has witnesses, fingerprints, everything else. When I give that to him, I have specific evidence that will bring conviction. In other words, when I'm looking for a healing, when I'm in heaven's courtroom for a healing, I'm not just there in faith believing. I'm in faith believing with evidence. Lord, I have here where my title deed, my right, my inheritance says that I'm delivered from the curse, that I'm healed by your stripes, that healing, oh yeah, healing is my bread, that it is my covenant right that I'm healed. You were bruised for our iniquity. By your stripes I am healed. Lord, I have all this right here writing. When I enter there into that courtroom with this evidence, I'm not going empty-handed. And see, sometimes this is why the enemy can continue to fight you and oppress you and deceive you and hurt you and keep you on lock. But the moment you find the Word for that promise. And you know what? We got 66 books and it's all inspired. And it's all a love letter of God's to his children. And you can stand on any one of them. Don't let the devil fool you and say, that's Old Testament. So what? It's still alive today. Hello? Zion is not Israel, it's the church. You got to find evidence. And it's right there in your Word. You hear evidence every time you come to church. You receive not just evidence, but evidence that can bring conviction. You know how the word says we wrestle? You see, some are like this. They got fig leaves on today. And then tomorrow, they're under grace. And when I say fig leaves, it's your own self-righteousness. You think you got it going on so that, you know, you don't need anything. You're in yourself. You can, you know, you can just, you're justified. But see, the Bible tells us this. It says to agree quickly with your adversary. I used to wonder, what does that mean? Lord, I don't mean, you know, compromise and give up. He says, no, no, no. Agree with your adversary, the devil. What does he mean by that? Agree with him. When the devil comes to you and says, you weren't kind enough to your wife yesterday. I'm just using this example now. Don't nobody look at me and say, oh, I see he over there. When you weren't kind enough and you stand in your self-righteousness and you try to resist that, guess what? The devil got you. When he comes and accuses you of that, the Lord says, agree with him. Say, you know what? In myself, I don't know that I was, but I might have been. But I'm not standing in my righteousness. So, devil, you can accuse me here all you want. I agree with you. I don't size up. I agree with you. I don't have enough faith. I agree with you. I'm not all that. But see, I'm not standing with the fig leaves on. I gave them fig leaves up a long time ago. I got somebody that's fighting for me in the courtroom. So see, instead of trying to fight the devil there, some of us need to know how to yield and say, you know what? I'm not putting any trust in my flesh. You might be right, Mr. Devil. Because see, when you go to resisting and trying to fight and say, you know, no, the devil is a lie. You know, I know she might have mistreated me. That's why. See how some of y'all do? No, no. The reason why. He got you then. It's over. It's over right there.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 3 of our series entitled The Faith Crisis. Our message, Heaven's Courtroom. Similar to our earthly courtroom, heaven has a courtroom where in order to properly convict, the same specific things are absolutely essential. Evidence, fingerprints, DNA, and eyewitness testimony are all necessary. We must begin to understand this principle and stake our claim on our healing, our peace, and our provision using this concept. We must start with the evidence to back up our claim. Go to the Word and find a promise that speaks to you and your specific situation. This is our legal evidence and our title deed. Just saying, I'm standing on the Word is not quite enough. Begin to search the Word for what you need. Find your evidence in the Word and take it before God and be blessed. This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.